A little preface on this story. I was very fortunate that when I came out of the military, that my parents were very super supportive of me, and they're the ones that allowed me to do the travel. And probably between being reassigned to Germany after Vietnam and then traveling quite a bit of the world after that, I think it stabilized me because it was a very rough period for me. The story is called Memory Pockets. 82 deaths. That's the number of stories I have in my Book of the Dead. This was a journal I kept during the 11 months I was in Vietnam. It only covers men I knew in my own company and a few from other companies that I had direct contact with. And these units were all part of that 25th Infantry Division that we were based at Cu Chi in 66. Some of the stories are long and others are short, but they were all men I personally knew that were killed in action. Can you even imagine losing that many friends in less than a year? As a young boy, I learned there was no real beauty in death, and my Vietnam experience only reinforced that idea. We try to make death look pretty with flowers and songs and descriptions of what the person was like. And we tell ourselves that they have moved on to a better and richer existence where we may all meet up again. But the only thing that really matters to those of us still living are the memories. Good, bad, funny or sad, all these memories collected through time and left in small pockets in our brain. These pockets of memory are what define us as we grow older. And for me, the most painful experience in the world would be to lose sight of where those memory pockets are. I've always loved to travel before and after I visited Vietnam. I traveled as much as possible, first with my parents, then maybe with a friend or two, but mostly by myself. I became a watcher, not a participant, or maybe just a closet participant. And of course, I packed all those memories into their little pockets. Vietnam was a great training exercise in perfecting my watching. It divorced me from what was actually going on and kept me at least partially sane. I observed both beauty and destruction, not just in Vietnam. I observed the magnificent, the beautiful creations of man and also the depravity that those same people could stoop to. I learned about the greatness of different religions and how those same religions twisted and abused people. I guess I've always been on a search for understanding. This became even more important to me after leaving Vietnam. How could people do these kind of things to each other? I looked to Christian religions because that's what I was growing up in, and finally realized it was all a farce. There are hundreds of versions of the Bible just in the English language, and the Bible has been translated into more than 2,000 languages. Each little group has modified or changed what's in that book to meet what they personally believe. Some have even created their own books to justify themselves, and that's just the Christian side. When you consider the other world religions, it boggles the mind. That's why I cannot believe in a God. More pockets being filled. I wonder at how people could create such beauty, could also destroy it. But then I realized that the real beauty was already there in the natural things around us. Stop. Think about what 23.5 degrees means. That's the tilt of the Earth's axis. Without that tilt, there would be no seasons. There would be no precession of the poles. The Earth spins like a top. And we would not have the shifting of the Earth's plates. We would not have the great mountains and deep canyons or the oceans that we have now. These are all natural things that have nothing to do with man. Yet they're also in flux. Everything is transient. We are just along for the ride. Some may even think we are just a parasite slowly destroying our only home. But I do not feel that way. As a watcher, I've looked down from the Andes on Machu Picchu and looked up from the Chandragiri Hills to view Mount Everest. I've walked the Garden of Dreams and the Golden Palace and stood in awe of the faces on the tombs in Palmyra. And I rode a camel around the Great Pyramids and Sphinx. I search the past and continually search for places of solitude, because that is when I am most at peace. I was taught that you spin prayer wheels clockwise to achieve good karma, and that in 3,000 years, Vega is going to be our North Star. So many pockets have been filled. All these pockets are my memories. They are a part of who I am. Our memories are fluid, and they lay the real, and therein lay the real true beauty for me. Unfortunately, I cannot forget, or maybe I have chosen not to, but I do have the choice. My memory pockets are overflowing, but sadly, there is no real way I can pass those true memory pockets on, except by telling half-truth stories so as not to offend others. What I've seen. My single greatest pleasure has been the expression that I see on a student's face when they suddenly realize something for the first time. When that metaphoric light bulb pops on, and in some small way, I hope I have contributed to that realization. I think we all have the desire to be remembered beyond our own time. And if sharing a few of those memory pockets with others can achieve that goal, all the better. When I see the light bulb come on, I know there is always hope that this ride we're all on will not be short-lived. By looking at the past, I see the future, and I am very optimistic. At some point in time, maybe I will no longer be able to find all those pockets, and I will know my time is ending. But that's okay. I think I will miss not being able to watch. But then I remember that our world has a magical way of recycling itself in spite of our actions. So maybe I will be back again. Look out.